Roblyn Melton worked as an educator her whole career. She saved up, and a couple of years ago, she decided to retire early. She'd done the math, and she was pretty sure that she could make it work. But then the cost of living started going up. Her husband was laid off. And suddenly, being retired at the age of 58 didn't quite seem like it was going to work anymore.
I mean, I think one of the things I would want people to know as they're thinking about retirement is the high cost of your health insurance. It's not just the health insurance. It's also the deductibles and the prescription copays. It's those things that you take for granted when your company gives you health insurance.
So Roblyn decided to go back to work, and she's definitely not alone.
Of the 2.4 million additional Americans who retired early in the pandemic, we've seen 1.5 million of them come back in the past year.
Abba Bhattarai is the economics correspondent for The Post, and she's been reporting for years now on all the ups and downs of the pandemic economy. The layoffs, the great resignation, and now the great unretirement.
So we're starting to close that gap in excess retirements that we saw early on in the pandemic. A lot of that has to do with what we're seeing with COVID. A lot of people are vaccinated, they've gotten the booster shot, they're feeling better about going out there, whereas maybe early on they had hesitations. And at the same time, we have a historically tight labor market. Employers are really desperate for workers, and in many cases we're hearing that they're calling back people who maybe had retired years ago and saying, hey, can you just come pick up this one job? And that one job ends up turning into full-time employment in some cases.
For some people, like Roblyn, this doesn't feel like such a bad deal. She has been promoted at work, and after spending her whole career in education, she's now an education consultant. So she works on curriculums for a bunch of different school districts. And she likes what she does.
I do. I do enjoy it. It's different because I'm working with so many different districts.
But for other retirees who are going back to work, it doesn't feel like much of a choice. Today, the Americans who are unretiring. We'll talk about how some of this is driven by really high inflation that we've been seeing. But there's also some good news here. Ageism might be less of a problem for older workers. Companies are scrambling to find experienced, reliable people to fill all these open jobs. So suddenly, the AARP set is starting to look pretty attractive.